Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
Boston Mayor Marty Walsh is Joe Biden's pick for U.S. Labor Secretary, a nomination that has many union groups celebrating. Walsh headed the Boston Building Trades Council before his election as mayor in 2013. WBUR's Kellen Borchers reports union members aren't the only ones offering Walsh their congratulations.
Two city councilors who planned to challenge Walsh in this year's mayoral election now have a clearer path to the corner office. Michelle Wu and Andrea Campbell have their criticisms of Walsh. They are running for his seat, after all. But both say Walsh is a good fit to lead the Labor Department. Here's Wu first and then Campbell.
I've been thrilled to send congratulations to Mayor Walsh on this nomination. It's an important time for the labor movement in America.
I think it's great news. I, of course, called our mayor to congratulate him on the nomination, and given not only his personal experience in being a member of a union, but also his professional experience in working with unions, fighting for working people, I think this is a great thing.
If confirmed by the Senate, Walsh will be the first union member to serve as labor secretary in almost half a century. It's about time, says Frank Callahan. He heads the same construction union Walsh once led.
We've actually been frustrated over a number of years where we do get an academic or someone with a theoretical background in labor economics. Actually having someone who's gone to work on a construction site every day has a lot of value, too.
Walsh spent most of his union career in desk jobs, but he brings a blue-collar attitude to white-collar work, says Sean O'Brien, president of Teamsters Local 25 in Boston.
He comes from, a family of Irish immigrants, a very proud family, working-class family. But he's also run a pretty big city, so he recognizes the importance of both business and working people.
Walsh's nomination may disappoint people who hoped Biden would pick a woman or a person of color, though the president-elect appears to be assembling a diverse cabinet overall. Representation was also shaping up as a key issue in this year's mayoral race. Boston is a majority-minority city whose mayors have all been white men. City Council President Kim Janey is poised to become the first woman of color to serve as acting mayor. Campbell, who is also a black woman, says she launched her campaign because she believed it was time to combat inequality with renewed energy.
And the only way I thought that this city could address that is if we elected leadership that only understood those inequities but has lived them and has done the work to bring people together to confront it. And that's what this campaign is about. That won't change.
But one thing that could change is the field. With Walsh out of the picture, some other public officials are reportedly mulling bids. Wu says she's ready for the campaign to heat up.
This is a moment in our city that's incredibly important for us to chart out our future, and we need to have a full, honest, comprehensive conversation across every community about what that future should look like. So I'm excited for the conversation in the months ahead.
It could be a few months before Walsh leaves office, if he's confirmed, which may determine whether there's a special election before the regular election in November. After President Trump's inauguration in 2017, his labor secretary didn't earn Senate approval until late April. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Callum Borchers.